This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. With another view on the jobs report today, let's turn to Christopher Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So, Chris, these numbers look pretty bleak. What do you make of them?
Yeah, okay. So on the surface, absolutely, it was an ugly report, and it's worth mentioning again those revisions. With the revisions, the average job growth in the last 3 months was actually less than 100,000 a month. So that's the bad news, the rise in the unemployment rate also. But the good news is that maybe, just maybe, what we're seeing is a seasonal anomaly in the numbers. This is a theory, the way, that's not just me. It's the Bureau of Labor Statistics thinks so, too, where job growth in the winter is overstated. In the spring, it's understated. And the reason is that the economy has changed. We just don't have nearly as much construction activity as we used to have in prior cycles. And so we're seeing a soft patch, just like last spring, just like the spring before. The good news is it's a little bit less soft than it was the last 2 years.
Well, Chris, if there is a seasonal element to these numbers, let's take a broader look at the economy. So in general, where do you see things right now?
Well, GDP growth last quarter was 1.9% after revision. And in the last year, it was 2%. And in the year before that, it was 2%. And I think that's sort of where we're stuck. We're growing at about 2%, which is not great compared to prior cycles. It's pretty weak, but it does mean we have the best growth of any major economy in the world right now.
Speaking of the world, we've gotten a lot of bad economic news out of Europe and out of China today. Growth seems to be slowing there more quickly than expected. What does that mean for the U.S.?
Well, there's no question that what we're looking at is a global recession. Now, normally when there's a global recession, it starts in the U.S., it spreads to the rest of the world. The last time it started somewhere else was the recession of 1998. And shockingly, no one expected it, but the U.S. economy actually accelerated because commodity prices fell, including gasoline and food. The cost of labor came down. Consumer goods got cheaper. And we picked up. I think the same thing could very well happen this time. The biggest risk would be the banking system. But our banks are also in the best shape they have been in 5 years.
Chris, I'm going to have to stop you right there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.